From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Dr. K.S. Ratnakar. Sri Ratnakar, who is a medical doctor by profession, is currently the chairman of Global Medical Education and Research Foundation, Hyderabad. He is also very active in medical research, having 200 national and international publications to his credit. Many of us here know him as the brother of Professor Anil Kumar, who was the translator of Bhagwan's discourses. In this talk, which was delivered in Vrindavan Ashram on the 17th of September 2017 as a part of the Samarpan series, he narrates many of his personal experiences with Bhagwan. Stay tuned, dear listeners, interspersed and after the talk, we have some beautiful songs from the album Tum Dhadkan Hum Dil, published by the Sai Study Group, Jakarta, Indonesia. And at 3:30 p.m. we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari. And with that, over to Dr. Ratnakar.
Akhanda Mandala Karam Vyaptam Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darsitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. My most humble salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Brothers and sisters and dear friends, first and foremost thing, I want you to relax and enjoy. Don't be serious. Enjoy. I should see the smile on your face. I don't know what is the problem. You must, because it's the divine presence. So enjoy every minute of your presence and also the talk. Okay. I think I will start with Vrindavan only. Then go back to anywhere else. That to where the direct Swami's presence and influence. What is that? Somewhere in 1993, early part of it, Swami was in Vrindavan. I was to go as a guest of honor to the United States. I got the invitation. I had come to Vrindavan because Swami was here to seek His blessings. And He has come out in the same trail. And I was standing there. At that particular point of time, at least those people who are senior know, my brother was the principal of this college. Professor Anil Kumar was my brother. He was principal. So I had come here. And then Swami has come. I just said, Swami, there is an invitation. I am going to US. I have come for blessings. You know what He said? Chuddam. Finished. I have planned. Everything is done. He said, Chuddam. Let us see. It means in English. Let's see. I was really disturbed. Anyway, lunchtime. My brother, he looked at me. Why are you looking like this? Swami spoke to you. What is that He spoke? He said, let us see. When I'm about to go, if He says, let us see, what does it mean to me? I felt. Anyway, evening has come. And then Swami went into Trayi Vrindavan. And then Swami was about to go onto this staircase, steps. And He was walking in between us. Students were there and we were also there. Because I was disturbed, my brother, you know it, he was slightly close to Swami in asking things. And also he is ready to get back also. So what he said, he ventured. Swami, my brother is going to US. Bless him. Poddunna chusane, matladane, bless chesane. I saw him the morning, blessed everything. And why is he, what is the... No, no, it seems you said, let us see, that's why he's worried. Emi paravalede, don't let him not worry. Everything I'll take care. My God. Then I feel relieved. And my brother said, take Pada Namaskar. So immediately he fell on his feet. And he just stuck. And then, you know, next what happened? My brother also went down for Pada Namaskar. Yemiti, is a recommendation namaskarama. The first where the Swami, how affectionately and every act, morning saying like that, to me, I deduced, I concluded that he wants to give me Padanamaskar in the evening. That is why I felt so happy. Otherwise I wouldn't. So that is the one of the wonderful things of Vrindavan. Another thing of Vrindavan I must tell you. That was in the later part of the same year. Because of the everything that has happened, the tour was over. I have come back again to pay respects and express my gratitude for everything went off well. And I planned to go back to Hyderabad by evening. So in the morning I had the darshan, prayed and everything. And evening planning to go back. Swami said, Me brother unnade, to my brother. Ask him to come in the evening and talk to the boys in Vrindavan. Neither he was prepared nor I was prepared. Swami said it, I have come. He was in that jula. Just now, in fact, to tell you honestly, when I went inside, all these memories were all flooding me. So he was sitting and slowly, and you know it, his feet, not even inch we can see, all the hands of the students were like that. Children were all holding. I'm unable to even, I want to have a namaskar and the boys won't leave it. All were holding like that and he is swinging. He said, talk. One important thing, I don't like to say what all I spoke, only one thing I'll place before you. At least that made the Swami to laugh also. You know what was it? Who are the inheritors of money? Dhananiki varasulevaru. Who are the inheritors? I said, Swami, you said on many occasions, dharma agni nrupa taskara. Four people are the inheritors of money. Dharma, whatever the charity you give. Nrupa, taxes. Agni, fire. Taskara, thieves. These are the four inheritors. Swami, if you permit, I will tell you the fifth inheritor. He just looked at me, okay, go ahead, tell. Fifth inheritor of the money are the doctors. The moment any small ailment comes, everything works out. That made him, correct everything. The inheritors of money. Okay. Then the next issue. In Vrindavan only, I am telling you first. Later we can think of something else. Summer course were going on. Before the summer course, my brother was told by Swami, ask your mother to come and attend the course. You know, by the time itself, my mother was 80 plus. So difficult for her to come and everything. What to tell? All right, somehow with great difficulty, she was brought and then she was staying here. In the evening, there was a knock on the door. Two boys with a vehicle, car. Sir, me mother unnarka, Swami mammalni, teeskuramannaru auditorium ki. That your mother is here, we have come to escort her to the auditorium, the vehicle is here. So, my mother went. Every day they used to take her and drop her back. You know, one day in the interview, what Swami said? Na pillalu ni pillalakanna chala manchi vallu kada? My children are better than your children. Swami wanted to scold, please, direct. Your children are excellent. No doubt about it. Then, that was the last day. So many things he brings in. My mother, when she was in early parts of her studies at Guntur, and later she went for masters also, she had a diamond ring, which she lost. Because that was gifted by Pithapuram Maharajas. So my mother was so fond of it. It's all lost like this. And she never told anybody that she has got still in the mind that she lost it. Swami looked at her. Neeku aa ungaram meeda chaala abhimanam kada prema kada. Do you love that ring so much, isn't it? And you lost it. now I am there as a mother to give you back. And he gave the ring to her. How much like a mother? And then he said, with this diamond ring given by me, you cannot have this kind of ordinary stone studs here. And he made two studs and gave her also. My God, one after another he is giving. And finally he said, your skin is so soft, if you want to have anything, you may feel some kind of pain and discomfort, especially in winter. I will give you a beautiful shawl, so soft, and I gave her. One person, three things at a time he has given. He said, mother is a wonderful creation of God in the world. Now from Vrindavan, we'll go a little. This is all divine presence. And another aspect I will try to place before you. Presence to the omnipresence, we'll move forward. How the presence and omnipresence. And many times Swami said also, you remember, I'll send, I'll pull you, I'll call you, I'll send you invitation. If you and I are here, it is all because of him. Not that we have got anything extraordinary to say. Karomi yajya sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. Whatever we have done, it is all to be given back to him. Nothing. Because he has given, because we are his children. How he invites, I'll tell you. How he has invited. That was the amazing turn in the life. What was that? That was in 1977 at Delhi, All India Institute of Medical Sciences. We were residing in one of the accommodations there at the, given to the faculty. One fine morning, maybe somewhere around February, March, I don't exactly remember, there, the open balcony, the newspaper used to be thrown. And because of the sound, I used to open the door and take the newspaper. On that day also there was. But suddenly I found a small bill which is being inserted under the door into the balcony. I just looked at that bill. You know what it says, that pamphlet? Visit of Bhagawan Satya Sai Baba to Delhi at Talkatora Gardens and also at the Lodi Road. I suddenly saw, looked at it, and then I told my wife, there is an invitation like this. And then when little bit round about 9:10, I inquired with all my colleagues who are in the campus whether they have received. None of them have received except our house. The only one pamphlet that has come into our house. I must go and see him at any cost. And there was a Nagar Sankirtan followed by a visit and everything at Talgatora Gardens and everything. So, because I have got two small children, I told my wife, you stay with the children. I will go in Nagar Sankirtan and come back. So, I along with my friend, we went at 4 o'clock to Nagar Sankirtan to Lodi Road. At that time, Sohan Lal's building, Swami used to stay, Lodi Road. How beautiful Nagar Sankirtan. And Swami in the white robes stood in the balcony and blessed all of us. I rang up, asked my friend to go home and tell my wife, I will be going directly to Talgatora Gardens. I will not come home. I will go directly. You go back because you have got a work. So he came back because he left his vehicle in our campus. He came to my home to tell my wife that I have gone directly. You know, as soon as he knocked, what happened? My wife said, because distantly related also. Wait, I'll tell you something. Listen to me first. My wife told my friend, yes, tell me what is that you want to tell me. You are all going like this. You stood there in the balcony. Swami was in white robes and he has done like this. Is it not right? Is it not true? He said, amazingly accurate. Amazingly accurate. How did you? The moment you went, I slept with such an amount of deep disturbance. Swami, because of the kids, being a woman and everything, I cannot go. Man can go anywhere like this. This is the one what you have bestowed on me. And I slept. And Swami said, everything has come as a wonderful picture in front of her. My friend said, what a thing, wonderful. Without stepping one, everything Swami has shown you, you are more blessed than we. When once she said, whatever it is, let me also go in the evening. Let me go. When I was so much exhausted and everything, I said, you go. My wife said, I will leave the children at home. I said, no, I can't see children. If they cry, Amma, Amma, I can't bring them. You go to Lodi estate and everything. No, 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 no way. Take both of them. I've got two girls. One is almost a baby. The other one is walking. She said, okay. Suddenly she said, let me go or not, because of this taking the children. Some of our neighbors came, Madam, you are going, we'll come with you. Because of them, she started. So they all went together to Lodi. What has happened here is, by the time, though we had passes and everything, we were given, because she went a little late, the gates were closed. And the whole thing inside is packed. And the outside, Sevadal and also the devotees who have come to his darshan, they were all, large number were outside also. There were ropes. They were holding them. And Swami came downstairs, giving darshan. Suddenly looked at the gate. Opened the gate. The gates were opened. Swami slowly, gently walking. Smiling. Such a blissful atmosphere was it. Directly came towards my wife and also my daughter. And he blessed and said, created Vibhuti. That was in 1977. That was the beginning. That means he invited us to become his. Then what is the impact? What is that impact with us? Impact that, in fact, when God talks to us, when God knocks to us, it always means you are very precious and you have an important role to play in the world. That's how the message went for us. Okay, agreed. Swami left again and we are doing now bhajans and everything at Delhi were going on. Now the important issue comes. Presence to omnipresence, I said. What is omnipresence? A very interesting thing. A beautiful thing. How? In 1979, November, quite cold, we were leaving Delhi All India Institute of Medical Sciences because of an assignment at Gulbarga. I was to go as a professor head. I was invited there. So everything was packed. We were leaving. I booked a railway wagon to take the entire household goods, a big wagon, and the apartment has to be surrendered by evening, and catch the train by night with the children and family, only a suitcase and everything with us. The rest of the luggage is all packed, including refrigerators and the car, everything, all used to get into railway wagon, which has been booked 1 month earlier. My dear friends, brothers and sisters, listen. On the day of our departure, all papers are all finalized. I talked to railway wagon office whether the wagon is ready. The other side voice said, we are sorry. There is no wagon in your name. Whole thing collapsed. Everything is packed, only a small suitcase and everything, small kits, milk and everything for them, and possibly friends are there to give us some lunch and everything. But by night, it is so cold, something. I was thinking, Swami, what is happening? Swami, unless you said it, we would not have left the place. Because of your approval only, we thought everything. Everything has been planned. Round about 11 o'clock, I thought, I myself, let me go to New Delhi Railway Station. I went to goods office. They looked at all the things. They said, sir, though you have said it, today no wagon has come, sir. We are very sorry. Possibly you may have to wait maybe 24 or 48 hours. I tell you, such an amount of, you may say, depression or anything, disgust, whatever. I came home. That was past 1 o'clock. I returned home. Children were small. Some milk, she got it and gave the children. My wife asked, what happened? I said, there is no wagon. There is no wagon. I don't know how to send our goods. Though we have booked by evening Dakshin Express to go. What to do? My wife, Swami's photo, even today it is with us. Swami's photo is there and everything. She said, Swami, this is not the way when we are all ready to go. And we know at any cost you will not do anything for us that is likely to create difficulties for us. She literally cried there. And I was so upset and I was. Neighbors sent brief lunches, small packed lunch. Exactly around 2 o'clock, there was a knock on the door. We have opened the door. There is one old man. At the moment you look at him, you can definitely say he is plus 60. With a torn banyan, with an almost dark dhoti and everything, he knocked the door and said, is this house of Dr. Ratnakar? I said, yes. There is a wagon in your name. I have come to pick up your luggage. You know immediately what comes in our mind? This fellow is going to take our luggage somewhere else. We do not know his bona fides. Does he take anything like this? How is it suddenly an unknown person bringing a truck and saying your wagon is ready and let us go? You know what I did? I called my office technician. You go with him and check in the goods office whether there is really a wagon for us. Because I went in the morning, they said no. My technician went along with him. And then saw, to his utter surprise, there is a name and wagon inside the register. Sir, how it has happened, we ourselves do not know. So he came back. Now, the revealing of divinity started coming. You know how? Very, I must say, awesome. The first thing, as soon as he came up, he said, when the wagon is on your name, why do you hurry? Have your lunch food. Eat comfortably, have your food, then I will load and take you to the station. This only a God can do it. Eat first. You know Shirdi Baba Charitra. You must take food first. Don't neglect. It is God's prasad. And he sat outside. And we had food. And there were no other assistance for him, a 60-year-old man onto a truck which is being done by a Sardarji driver, single-handed, including a refrigerator he loaded. I met to see a man who can load like that. I met to see a person who can load a refrigerator alone onto the truck. So, I was... But main thing, you know, I was so much dazed. Whatever is happening, the leela I could not enjoy. Now I enjoy by telling you. At that moment, it is all tension, tension, tension. All right, on the truck. Now the second important thing of revelation of divinity. Doctor Saab, aapka technician ko truck ke saath bhejiye. मैं आपका कार में आपके साथ बैठूंगा. I will sit next to you in your car, Dr. Saab. Let your technician go along with the truck. It did not strike me now also. Why a man like that who has loaded everything, he does not want to go in the truck. But he wants to travel with me in the car. I said, theek hai, aaiye. So he sat, the truck and the car, they started going. Reached directly the wagon yard of New Delhi railway station. He got down first. Tyre hamper. He asked him to stay, don't go. He went directly. Brought everything. He asked me to sign. Opened the wagon doors and everything. He himself loaded everything. Closed it. Sealed it. And everything. Doctor Saab, dekhiye, theek se maine kiya hai ki nahi. I saw. Everything is so perfect. He said, this is the one where you should sign. I signed and I got the receipt. But you know what is the next thing that happened? I wanted to pay him. Because he did so much of work for me. The truck man was standing there. And I asked him, where is this man? Pata nahi sahab, yard logon ko kya idhar udhar ghumta hoga. He might be somewhere else you go in for. Believe me, my dear friends, like a mad fellow, entire New Delhi yard, I have searched for him. I could not find him anywhere. He just disappeared. And tell, I cried bitterly. Why? Because first I could not recognize him. Second thing, even he gave me a clue, next time he will sit next to me, I could not recognize him. And then when I wanted to pay him, he is nowhere found. That runa is still there. I myself don't know. This is omnipresence. From this we shall move little further. Omnipresence, when you say, it is not a word. It is an experience. It is very easy to say, God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. It's very easy to say. But to experience, when that time only, we'll come to know what the truth is. Now I'll try to give you some of the glimpses of that omnipresence. I do not know how many of you believe or anything. I never believed in giving a letter to Swami. I never believed. I always say he is an omniscient. He is omnipotent. Why should I write a letter? Possibly it is arrogance. It is an ego. Ego played. If I really... I said, all right. I do not want to give any letter. Okay. Now, at Hyderabad in my office of the Global Hospitals, one day, round about 1:32, I felt I must write a letter for the first time in my life. For the first time in my life, I took the paper and started writing. And you know, first time writing, every sentence has to be careful. So much, everything I finished. And by the time it is over, it's 2:33. I said, all right, the letter is there. Tomorrow let me post. So I have put it in the envelope, wrote the address, kept it, and then I said, let me post tomorrow. Round about 3:30, I finished writing by 2 o'clock. Had my lunch and everything. 3:30, the telephone on my table rang. I was thinking, who called me at this hour? When I lifted, my brother was on the other side. Hare, come on, at this hour, why did you call me? It must be darshan time, 3:34, Swami must be around. Yes, it is darshan time, Swami is around, he asked me to tell you that you wrote a letter to him. And he also told me that nothing to worry, need not be posted. My letter was there only. This is a greatest symbol of omniscience and omnipresence. You name any word of a God definition, even if you know it, I feel there is something beyond our comprehension. That letter and the whole thing, even today I feel there is a greatest influence of Lord on our minds. Let us move little forward. Little forward.
Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
Before I move further, every one of us will like to ask questions to Swami. Every one of us seek explanation also Swami. Swami, in all his loving attitude, and he answers, and sometimes he leaves it to you to find out. At this stage, I'll give a small anecdote with Swami. Lord Mahavir, 3 young fellows went to him. One fellow said, "Swami, Master, where is God? There is so much of crime. There is so much of corruption. So much of malpractice. So many things are there in the world. Where is God?" You know what Lord Mahavir said? In the same way as Swami, "Perhaps you are right." The second man said, "Why do you accept Master when he said there is God?" Yavani tejogni sambhava vispulingamai prajwarillutunundu bhaskarundu. యవనియశోక కల్ప వృక్ష ప్రసూనమై చల్లగ్రాల్ నిండు చెందురుండు యవని ప్రభావ వాహిని బుద్భుదంబులై తదయురాజులు తారకములు యవని సామ్రాజ్య వైభవ రమస్థానమై బ్రహ్మండ కోటులు పరిఢవిల్లు అతడు సద్గుణమూర్తి కృపానువర్తి సర్వనుత కీర్తి లోకైక చక్రవర్తి. There is God. Because of him there is sun. Because of him there is moon. Because of him there are stars. There is a galaxy. Whole universe is in such a discipline because of God. Mahavir said, perhaps you are right. And a third person said, Master, I am confused. When the first person said, you said, perhaps you are right. And when the second person said, there is a God, you said, perhaps you are right. Who is really right, Master? Then the Master said, perhaps you are also right. What does it mean? It means jignasa. If you really see the people sitting in front of Swami, one person, total devotion and everything, only offering the prayers, and another person with a curiosity, what is that? And a third person starts thinking, what is that message he has got and how much I am going to be enlightened by his darshan. That is why in Bhagavad Gita I said, Arti, Ardharti, Jignasa. All these people, Chaturvidha Amam Bhajat, all four types you find in Prashanti Nilaya, sitting in front of God. If that is the case, now let us see, little bit, move further. The unfortunate thing sometimes happens is, we are too much educated, that's a problem. I often say, there are three people who are always miserable. Too much of knowledge, too much of money, too much of power. All three are poisonous. Swami always used to say, beware of all these things. And all right, if they have got it, do you think they are all happy? The most moneyed fellow is the most miserable. The most scholar is, the scholars are so many in the world, they always think, you know, the peculiar way of looking at it, a scholar's eye, what you think, what I say, a scholar say, entirely different. That's what we call drishti. Swami always used to say, your drishti is important. Srishti is drishti, they go together. I'll give you one small example. There is a beautiful big rose on the table. And the person who was standing, he called, 1 5-year-old fellow, 1 25-year-old young man, and 1 75-year-old fellow. All three were called. And the man said, ask the 5-year-old fellow, take that rose. You know that 5-year-old fellow? What a beautiful rose. So soft petals, so subtle fragrance and everything. Uncle, will you give me? He said, keep it first. And ask the 25-year-old fellow to take that flower. Sir, I don't take it. What is the problem? When I asked you to hold it, what is the problem? You said, I don't want to hold. Why? Because, sir, such a flower was offered to me by a girl and she cheated me. So I don't want to. That means he saw her in the flower. The little fellow saw the beauty in that. And now 75-year-old fellow. This is the miserable fellows. You know what he said? Took it. Where from is it? Is it from Bangalore? Is it from public gardens? That fellow never enjoys anything he is comparing. The more you are scholar, the more you are elderly, the more you are comparison, criticism, condemnation. That is the problem. So the drishti we will have to develop in such a subtle way and everything, it should not be shadowed or eclipsed by any one of these three. Money, power, any kind of influence of the world. Now go to the next level, next thing. How we feel Swami's powerful messages. Because they are the ones that have molded the life. He has really helped the cancer patients, no doubt. I'll give you, in the morning only in the hospital, we are talking. Often people ask me, when Swami is there, Vibhuti is there, why hospital? When Vibhuti can cure, why did he put so many crores in making super special hospital? I am often asked. The great question that is asked. But you know, it was not a great question for me. Living in the professional field of medicine, I can tell you, if you have faith in Vibhuti, nothing is required. Being medical, I'll tell you. How I can tell you authentically, I'll tell you now. I have one of my relations in Bangalore, in the same place. Somewhere in 98-99, somewhere around that, Manipal Hospital diagnosed that man has got lung cancer. And I got the phone call. So and so has been diagnosed. You know who is that man? That man is the son of Kalluri Gopal Rao, who lived for 101 years in the presence of Swami, his son. And Gopal Rao himself was treated for bladder cancer. I don't like to go on to the details. Now I'll tell you the faith, what is that? All of you, my dear children, if there is no faith, you cannot move an inch. The world lives on faith. You know what that man has done it? He said, you know, the cancer treatment means, my God, treatment is worse than disease. Hair loss, appetite lost, weight loss, already cancer, everything is lost, pocket is lost, and ready to go there. Everything is done. He said, you know what he said? I will not take anything. I will go to Swami. At that time he was very much there. Every day morning he used to sit Nagar Sankirtan, morning darshan, evening bhajan, stay and then go. Almost within 1 week of his stay, Swami came to him, created Vibhuti and gave him. He said, swallow it. And he swallowed it. 1 month over. Second month again another dose of Vibhuti. Again he has taken it. And then went into the third month again. You know one day what Swami said? Why are you still here? Swami, you know I have come, I have got my problem. That problem is gone. Now you can go back to your work. What a wonderful statement. And he came back to Bangalore, got X-ray and everything is done. The same Manipal Hospital reviewed. He said, where did you undergo this treatment? There are two types of doctors when they ask this question. Where did you undergo? They want to copy it, or they'll be amazed, there is something then. Let me also find out about that drug, whether I can distribute to other fellows. That cannot be done like that. What I am trying to impress upon all of us is, the faith moves everything. That is why in one of the discourses, how Swami started, you know it. Everything, life is born or begins with a belief. Belief ends in thoughts. Thoughts mean actions. Actions will become habits. Habits becomes character. Character becomes our destiny. This is the sequence, all of my friends, whether it is for you or for me. Start with belief. You will end here with a beautiful destiny. If there is no belief, there is no character, there is no destiny at all. Everything, any number of times you must have seen. And Swami said, you are putting your clothes with a faith on your dhobi, or the washerman. You are putting your head before a barber, and with a faith that he will cut not your neck, only your hair. So much everything world runs on faith, faith, faith. But somehow, man is doubt, 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 including Arjuna. Why we should leave? Actually, I felt so happy. This Samarpan is a 77th program. How much our faith is regularly watered. If you are all trees and everything like this, how much the organization or people who are all experienced, Swami, brought in to tell you that it is nothing but watering your faith so that you become strong, strong and stronger. That's what it is. Next, important thing, very important thing, that stirs every one of us. Only thing is, I often ask wherever I speak, whether it is in the colleges, in fact one of my friends is sitting here, everything, I ask them to travel with me. As I narrate it, you must feel the experience and travel along with that. Then you feel the impact of the whole thing. Okay, now let's begin. A wonderful thing of omnipresence and omniscience. We have come to third level. We have seen the direct level of Padanamaskar and Vibhuti. We have seen the next level of letters and everything. Now we are going to a third level where he did through someone else. Now we are going to a still higher level. Listen to this. And in this, so many people are involved. How many of this? All right. Listen to me carefully. That was in the year approximately 1990 onwards. I don't exactly. When I reached home after my office work, my mother was at home. She has, with a lot of anxiety, opened the door. Usually my wife opens the door. That day my mother opened the door. I said, what's the problem? What is it? I don't know, since morning your wife is lying on the bed. I could not see her. Something is deeply paining her or anything. I myself don't know. And she has put dal and everything, which has become a charred. That's how I come to know she is not well. Then I said, why did you not call me? And I said it, she only said, no, he will come. All right. What I did immediately was, I checked her blood pressure. When I checked her blood pressure, I was really, really alarming levels. Almost 220 by 140. It's what we call accelerated hypertension. I immediately asked her to get ready and took her in car and called my cardiologist, Nizam Sinsha Medical Sciences. We went directly to the ICU and the drips, everything started. They said, we'll have to do angio tomorrow for her. You know what my wife said? It looks, in fact, let me put a comma and tell you. Once at Puttaparthi, Swami was talking to many people. Bangaru, lots of men are here because of their wives. And they are all here because of their wives. Otherwise they would have run away. I don't want to name anybody. Anyway, like this, she has more faith than myself. You know what she said when the angio is to be done? I know those days angio is through thighs, not through wrist. It's very, very complicated one. You should not disturb your leg for nearly 24. Should not move your legs for 24 to 48 hours. It is so difficult. You know what she said? Doctor, whatever the test you want to do it, do it. Why I say that? He is not my body, it is his. If he wants, he will take care. Otherwise, I don't bother. I was thinking, what has happened to her? Because my faith is a problem, her faith is no problem. All right. My cardiology friend has come and took her into cath lab. did all angio, brought her back to the special room where I was staying. The room was like this. There is a small ante room for the attendant, and next is the main one where the patient cot was there, and a small divan like that where I used to take rest. The day of angio done, returned to the room. There is an ante room and the main room where my wife was lying down, and right at her bed head side, on the side table, Swami's picture was there. It was there. She said like this, and then somehow she was not at all moving her leg as instructed by cardiologist. Now listen. The same night, I was taking rest on the couch, that's the next one, and she is taking rest on the main bed. Ante room, on that day, a new female attendant has come. That new female attendant was a Christian. As soon as she came at 8 p.m., she greeted and said, "Sir, anything you need or madam needs, tell me. I will take care. I will be ready to serve you," and sit in the ante room. She had a mat and everything. She was lying down. Next day morning, actually I did not even clear, really got up. That attendant came to my wife. First question she asked, "Amma, who is that in that picture near your head on the table?" And my wife said, "We call him our God. His name is Satya Sai Baba. And everything he takes care of it." Then she said, "Bolt, last night he came, Amma, here." "Really? Has he come?" "He came, I myself don't know. I was behind him. He came and stood between your cot and Sir's cot and said, 'Tomorrow I will not allow her to lie down on this thorns bed, bed of thorns.' And I said, 'Shall I wake her up? Shall I?' 'No, no, nothing. Let them take rest.' And then before I turned towards him, how he has come, how he has left, I don't know." And then she said, "What a thing, the one what you have shown, he has come." My wife said, "You are fortunate, you are blessed." And my cardiologist came to the rounds. "Everything is so good, by evening we are discharging you. Done. Whatever Swami said has happened." You know what are the lessons in this? What are the things we need to learn? No. It is not that Swami could have not come before or anything. That day was an ardent Christian. Orthodox Christian. She has come and said, "Who is?" She did not narrate anything before until she verified the picture. And next thing he said, "He has come, I wanted you to wake up." Finally he said, "How he has come, how he has gone, I don't know, Ma. Really, I am blessed, you are blessed." Christian became such a Sai devotee. It is not the intention to become devotee or anything. The only how the love of Lord is shown on several people simultaneously. My wife, myself, on that attendant, everybody. So beautiful. She said at the end only one thing. When he left, Amma, I don't know what was the fragrance. Beautiful fragrance. That is the God's grace. Absolutely, totally new person enjoying that divinity. This is omnipresence, omnipotent, omniscient God. You tell me, if so much has become integral part of your life and my life, if we do not understand when he has showered, is this not my duty to shower on some others? Is it not my duty to show it to the others? Everything that is happening, if you say, "Oh, Swami is taking care." No. It is our thing to reflect and give it back to the society. Now, little bit on Swami's messages which have influenced, impact wherever we go, wherever we speak. That is the, because his messages are so simple with a profound meaning. I don't know how many of you have experienced that. Profound meaning. What are that? I will try to tell you only one. In Satya Sai Vahini, I always used to tell at Hyderabad so many people, you have got so many Vahinis, Dharma Vahini, Jnana Vahini, Prema Vahini, all these things are there, isn't it? By looking at the title, you can say the content. But there are two Vahinis, by looking at it, you cannot guess the content. That is Satya Sai Vahini and Prashanti Vahini. You cannot guess it. What is the content? I will tell only one thing. How many of you have at least had a glimpses? One word Swami has written. That was way back in 70s when he wrote with his own hand. One word he was used. My dear children, understand. That very word I must have really tried to. Some kind of churning in my mind. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? What is the meaning? And finally, by his grace only I got the meaning. What is the word? The word he used was Atma Telivi. This is, you know how many intelligences we have? Howard Gardner, professor of Harvard, has written a beautiful book. All of you should read according to me. Multiple Intelligences. And in that, he has narrated 8 intelligences. Swami said, for all 8 intelligence, 9th intelligence is the backbone. That is spiritual intelligence. What is that? Have you understood what is spiritual intelligence? I'll quickly tell you the 8 what he said. The linguistic intelligence. The mathematical or logical intelligence. There is existential intelligence, natural intelligence, emotional intelligence, visual intelligence, auditory intelligence. And the last, which he has not read, is spiritual intelligence. Atma Telivi. What is spiritual intelligence? It is possibly, how many have pondered over? When I got the answer because of his grace, I have not only told on many platforms, even today I enjoy the meaning of that. Spiritual intelligence. If it is not there, other intelligences are meaningless, have no existence at all. You can understand what is visual intelligence by looking, what is that? You can understand what is auditory intelligence by listening to that. You can understand what is the kinesthetic intelligence, the touch and everything. You can understand what is a mathematical intelligence, all sequence and logic. You can understand what is the linguistic intelligence, both language, expression, communication, everything comes under that. You can understand what is an existential intelligence, the needs of the body and everything is all existence. What is a natural intelligence? You can understand. Somebody is hungry, you are also hungry. That is natural intelligence. And now, emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence for every action. I guess, at least you must have been told sometime in your classes about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the one, when you want to interact and talk with anybody, you know, when you talk, what would be the reaction. You know before that. That is emotional intelligence. As a result of which, you do not use harsh words. Have you ever seen Swami using harsh words? When once you start condemning, no child will ever grow. You always tell them, you are basically good, why did you do it? Then he will become. Now let me tell you about spiritual intelligence. What is that? Spiritual. If you understand this spiritually as I understood, as Swami told me, we do everything. So what is the spiritual intelligence? Bhakt Jaidev, once in the kingdom, because of his Gita Govinda, everything so beautiful, the king gives him so many jewels, ornaments, everything to him. Jaidev says, no, No, it is all given with out of love and everything for you. Take it. And then he just takes everything, makes it into a small bag and puts like that. And started walking. Almost at this hour. Started walking. There are two fellows who are all thieves. They were behind Jayadev. They knew that bag contains precious stones and gold and everything. You know what those fellows have done? They have cut his hands, threw him in the well, which is a deep down well in the fields. And so dark he fell down. And they took that and went off. Cut the hands. And in the night patrol, the king's soldiers found some kind of humming coming from a well. And when they saw, Jayadev was down, quickly rescues, brings him to the court, brings him, makes him to take rest, and called the doctors and everything, all done. Next day morning, Jayadev was asked to sit in the court just like that and take rest. Now the next step. The two fellows who have done this, they came to king asking for some charity. Jayadev looks at them and they look at him. Immediately they felt something was going to happen to us. We are going to be arrested. You know what Jayadev said? Raja, give them something, give them. They have come with a lot of hopes on you that you will give. Give them something and send them. So the king gives them some gold coins and sends them. And because they have come as a guest, he thinks, two soldiers escorted. You know on the way what the soldiers were talking? Hey, we have today escaped. Otherwise it would have been a problem. Because we are the people who threw him. And he is sitting there. But good God, he did not say anything. He did not identify us and do anything. And on the top of it, we got some gold coins. While this, in a greatest intoxication, they were talking, right in front of the eyes of the soldiers, they fall into a greatest ditch, deep down, and instantaneously they are killed. They die there. Soldiers run back. Oh king, you have given some arms to somebody. You have given. Unfortunately, they died, both died. And in the court, Jayadev was there. And the narration was there. Everything was there. You know what the king does? Calls his prime minister to find out the truth. What is all that? And next day, Master Jayadev, I have some questions to you. Kindly answer. It seems the fellows who cut your hands were those two thieves who died. You did not tell me. On the top of it, you have asked me to give extra gold coins. Why? You know what Jayadev says? Because they are greedy, they want some more. If you give some more, possibly they may not kill some more people like me. They may not harm some more people like me. That's why I ask them you to give more. Is it? Okay. I am really disturbed. Now you are telling me something. Okay. Now I will ask you another question. These two fellows, when they died, you cried. Why did you cry? Who have harmed you? Who have taken away everything? And you are crying. Why? You know what Jayadev said? God always said, those who are in the company of noble people, devotees, everything, when they are in their company, they are always protected because satsang will give you the greatest virtue of punya. They walked with me for nearly about more than a furlong. I am not a saint, that makes me crying. I am not a great person. You think I am great. I am not great. King embraces and says, the greatest intelligence I've ever found. Never think of bad things of anybody. Always think of good things of others. That is spiritual intelligence. At no point of time, you should not entertain ill will. You should not entertain comparisons, greed, jealousy, envy, everything. I'll close with only one caution. Somehow I still feel the Indian education is something topsy-turvy. I don't go into, Swami said on many platforms, but I'll tell you for you. Please note this. Once in a Chicago evening meeting, dinner meeting, so many medical students were there. I went to talk to them. So in the night, I asked them, what is the difference between Indian education and American education? What is the difference? One girl sitting in front of me, she is the daughter of an Indian doctor. She said, Uncle, shall I say? I said, go ahead. In Indian education, medical or anything, often people compare. The 90 fellow is jealous of the fellow who gets 95. And even teachers compare. That fellow is better than you. Even parents compare. That fellow is doing better. But in American system, we do not compete with anyone else. We compete with our own self. Yesterday I got 70. I compete to get 75. I got 75. I compete to get 85. But not with anyone else. If you compete with anyone else, the jealousy comes in. So my dear friends, I know in Swami's campus, in Swami's colleges, even if some kind of waves of emotions come, of comparison, of competition, of waves may come at this age or something natural, immediately you start thinking, Swami said, when I am going to take care of you, do not worry, compete with your excellence, be excellent in your own field. Do not always think of success in life, think of only excellence in life. Success, perfection are bad words according to me. Excellence means no limit. When you are perfect means what it means, you know? You want to sing like Rafi. Perfect. Ah, what a song. Perfect like Rafi. Perfect like Susila. Perfect like M.S. Subbulakshmi. No. Excellence is unlimited. Perfection is imitation. Perfection is limitation. Perfection is comparison. Perfection is condemnation. Perfection is neurotic. Perfection is unhealthy. Perfection is sickness. Be excellent, my dear friends. Be excellent in your friends. I love to see Swami's children excellent and ruling the world. Thank you very much.
Grace and timeless. అమర్ అసీం అఖండ గమ్యం సత్యం శివం సుందరం అమర్ అసీం అఖండ గమ్యం సత్యం శివం సుందరం చిదానంద రూపం సదానంద రూపం శివోహం 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 श्रद्धा का भाव हूँ मैं तेरे जीवन की मैं साधना मैं ही तो आराधना मैं ही तो आराधना बस इतना कहना था बाकी सब तो बस एक बहाना था अमर असीम अखंड गम्यम सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम अमर असीम अखंड गम्यम सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम चिदानंद रूपम సదానంద రూపం శివోహం 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 శివోహం